figure out how to do that, as well as I'm going to have to figure out how I can, instead of them having the book to write in, how can I get the data and keep track of it? Right now I'm typing it all out, but I wouldn't be able to do that obviously if we had, you know, a large amount of people. So I've been doing a lot of investigating into what that's going to look like. So it is hard right now to say, if we were to stay online due to COVID, how much, you know, we would need.
Can I just ask a follow-up?
Please.
Are you, in terms of when you talk about the breakout rooms, are you talking about in Zoom? Zoom you're doing breakout rooms? But are the kids, the leaders, in a physical space with you? When you say you're looking at them, you're in a physical space with the leaders, and then the leaders each have a computer, or
everybody's virtual. So like we are right now, we're all in the same place, but in the moving forward, what we have happened, since we have an 8-week program and not everybody, you know, if you don't get like 10 people realistically that are going to come every single week and be on the same week. So in the past, somebody misses a week, then they're on week two while someone else is on week three. So we've been able to have a leader work with each person in each week. So that's why if you had 3 people and they were in different weeks, you would need to put them in different breakout rooms and be able to monitor what's going on.
And in your frontline page in the presentation, in the backup materials, it said that your program materials were 4,800. What is that attributed to?
Program materials are our guides. Both the leader and the participant have a guide that they fill out. So that was what that was attributing to, not knowing if, you know, if we have to stay online, I'm going to have to figure out how I can provide that and be able to get the data. And I don't know what that could cost.
But when you say the guides cost 4,800, I'm just confused. What is the 4,800 for?
Well, between the materials that they use, which are, they have a leader and a program guide. So that could be like $2,000 for 100. And also we've been running a prevention group. We've been running a group after school in New Paltz, which we did provide the 8-week program when it was needed, but it hasn't been needed this year. So we actually have 3 different groups that are working on. We have a middle school program. If you look at the end of the end of the email that I sent, we have a online school wellness promotion and social skill building for after school for the high school group. We just started we paired up with the Sandy Hook, and we're doing a start with hello. So we've just reached out, and we had a connection activity we were planning to do, which consisted of beads where the kids would make their own name or a hobby with peers in a way that they could all get to know each other. So one of the high school students suggested that we could reach out through, like, the middle school is having an open house and get the material so that they could all then come on Zoom and do that in a breakout room together and make it kind of like where you see pen pals of the past. It would kind of be like a social media pal where they could reach out each day and say something kind and stay connected with those kids. And also this start with hello is just such a simple concept of teaching kids empathy and how to reach out, whether it's virtual or in person, on how to care about each other and really make a difference in their lives right now. Also, we have we're looking to schedule, we would have already had 2 health classes in Ellenville and New Paltz for 2 days each, where we would have went in and spoke with peers in recovery and our licensed mental health counselor. But due to COVID, we had to stop that, and we're in the middle of trying to set it up virtually for the second part of the year. We've been doing a lot of online creative arts and wellness activities, videos and art projects. We did a Black Lives Matter video.
So Marie, may I ask a question regarding the guides? I get that there's a leader guide and then there's an individual guide. Is the guide for the program participant, is it a guide that poses questions and it's almost like a diary that they have to enter information into? I'm trying to understand what the guide is and
The guide is
full. Could it not be automated just like, you know, online? Do they not have online access?
Well, that's what we're working on. It's just a matter of being able to fill it out online. And it's confidential information, like it's for them. And it's used as a talking point if they want to share as a group. Like we'll talk about peer pressure and we'll talk about like I and you statements, like different things, but it's, you know.
But it's their thoughts. It's almost like a personal diary.
It's like a worksheet. It's like worksheets that initiate discussion. So it's not really a diet. We're not like asking them to go into writing about their deepest feelings. It's more.
All right, Trace.
Well, John could go first if you want, because
I'm sorry, I didn't see you, John. Legislator Guevara's.
So two things in terms of online access for the booklet. I think not knowing what your needs are, Google Docs would be the free way to put that up there. It's only shareable with those who you allow to be shared. So it would be confidential if you send, you know, you set the security settings that it's only those who share the link with, and it's fillable, and then you can view it where you are and they would view it on their end, and any changes made would be seen by both. So that's one option I would say is a free way to get away with doing the booklet. The other thing you mentioned about the multiple, and I'm assuming what you're saying is you need to be able to monitor multiple Zoom meetings at the same time because they're in different workshops, correct?
Correct.
So I'm no IT expert, but I know some little bit of IT stuff. What if you have somebody who does know IT fairly well, it's called a virtual computer. Essentially, it creates a computer within a computer, and you can view multiple Zoom accounts because essentially you turn your computer into exponentially more computers.
Interesting.
So I don't know how that's set up. I don't know how that works, but I know it has that capability. It's called a virtual machine or a virtual computer.
Yeah, I've been doing research and I have some people that work at colleges researching. So I am just in the gathering stage on all this while trying to keep up with everything else.
Okay. All right, any other questions? Legislator Bartels.
I just, you sent this to us today, but the spreadsheet, one of the discrepancies in terms of the number of connections that you've made, one of the significant discrepancies is you have listed in 19 Highland Entire School, 592 connections, and then that's TBD in 20. And I'm assuming that's because of COVID, but what were those 592 connections? Was that just one presentation to the
school? We went in the school for 2 days and they brought every classroom into either the library or the, I can't think of the name, where they have, you know, the stage.
Auditorium?
Yes. So depending on how big the group was, and we had about probably 6-7 youth speakers in each session. So
that was the middle or the high school?
No, it was the high school. 2 full days we saw every single grade level.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It was incredible.
All right. Any other questions? All right, Marie, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you all. I really appreciate your time as well. And I hope you have a good weekend after.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Mid-Hudson Library Association, and it's now Ulster County Library Association.
Yes, thank you. I'm Margie Menard, and I'm here speaking on behalf of the Ulster County Library Association. The Ulster County Library Association is the consortium of the 21 public libraries that serve Ulster County. We have the privilege of offering the full range of library services to the 180,000 residents of Ulster County, of all ages, all walks of life. A few decades ago, my Ulster County Library forebears decided that a very effective and efficient way for us to serve the residents of Ulster County was to create this association and to provide a basic level of core services resulting from shared funding. And the Ulster County Legislature has generously supported those core services ever since. The shared services have evolved over the years. You know, they began with sort of a core collection of books that every library had, to so that every person in the county had access to the same information, the same materials. About 10 or 12 years ago, it evolved into what it is now. And it's this suite of digital resources that every resident in Ulster County has equal access to with their library card. So whether you are in Pine Hill or Cragsmoor or Kingston, you have absolutely the same access to all the same resources as anyone else in the county, as long as you have your library card, and library cards are free. So we've presented you with a very detailed budget of exactly what the resources are. And they are things like digital magazines, streaming video, ebooks and e-audiobooks. And you know, one of the items that you'll see on your budget is called Library Aware. And Kara Lusterber, who is with us this evening, she's the director of the West Hurley Public Library, as well as the treasurer and webmaster for the Ulster County Library Association, used one of those resources, used Library Aware, to create this infographic that Natalie is sharing with you right now. And that shows the change that we're seeing in the use of those digital resources, specifically when library buildings had to close as a result of COVID. And, you know, this suite of digital resources allowed us to, you know, strongly continue our library services to our communities online. And you can see that, you know, the increase in ebooks and e-audiobooks just steadily climbing from 2018 to 2019 to 2020. And a big thing this year is that we're seeing increases in our streaming video services. Our Canopy services have increased to, you know, over 22,000 views from January to September this year. And another service that we offer is Acorn TV. And you see that 1,130, what those equal is 1,130 weeks of access for streaming video. And we're watching this, we're seeing the increase in those services, and we're matching our collection accordingly. On the lower left side of that infographic, you'll see the change our current collection. That shared ebook collection includes 15,436 titles, ebook titles. And along with those titles, we have 27,292 copies. So in some cases, if you're looking for a bestseller or James Patterson, we've bought multiple copies of those books to allow plenty of access. The same for e-audiobooks. We have over 5,000 individual titles, but we have almost 11,000 copies of those titles. So, you know, this is not a new service that we're providing, but it seemed very prescient during the COVID shutdown that we were able to, you know, continue to serve our communities very, very well. And now we're seeing this shift, as you all are, for distance learning. Some families have shifted to homeschooling. And we, again, are shifting our services that we're providing. The Ulster County Libraries this year, in the last quarter of the year, have begun offering something called tutor.com, which is live one-on-one tutoring for students. And we're seeing a real excitement about that from students ages kindergarten through early college, as well as their parents, who are sort of becoming, you know, ancillary educators in their own homes and having to support their kids' education. We're looking forward to providing that. We're actually already starting to provide that, and next year we're asking for legislative funding support to continue to provide that into the new year. The libraries were able to do it this year because we've shifted around some funding from things like in-person programming that we were not able to provide, and some other areas of money in our budgets, and we put that towards tutor.com. But next year we're going to be, you know, back into a higher level of service again, so we're looking for some legislative support for those services. I did want to introduce both Kara, who is with us, and Stuart Auchincloss, who is a longtime trustee of the Mid-Hudson Library System and Ulster County's voice on the Mid-Hudson Library System. And the Mid-Hudson Library System consists of 5 different counties and 66 member libraries. And Stuart is a longtime advocate and trustee of the system. So, you know, like I said, this is an ongoing service that we're providing. We're delighted that we've been able to provide these digital resources. And it's really very important that we receive legislative funding, because no library, regardless of the size, you know, and we range from Cragsmore to Kingston, none of us would be able to provide this level of service digitally without the shared funding to provide us this economy of scale. We were able, you know, just a quick example of that is when we were all looking at Tutor.com earlier this year, I got a quote for just Kingston of $4,000 to provide that service. And we're going to be able to provide it countywide for $13,000. So there really are economies when we take this shared funding and spend it together.
So that's a live tutoring. Is that so that for that 13,000, is it X number of sessions?
It's X number of hours. What we're going to be able to provide is 7 hours a day, 7 days a week. So from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., any resident of Ulster County with their library card is going to be able to log on to this service and meet face-to-face with a live tutor. And they can engage however they want, either by voice or by chat or by video. There's shareable screens and whiteboards and tools that they can use. It's really an amazing service. And in the off hours between, you know, that's from 2 to 9 p.m., but in the off hours, there's a drop-off service where people can submit a paper for review and feedback, or you know, study guides that they can gain access to, and sample tests, that kind of thing.
Any other questions? Legislator Bartels.
I just want to acknowledge just how important these resources are. I mean, I think that we all just know intuitively, especially during COVID, where people found themselves unable to access their libraries in person, that all of these services that we helped to fund were still accessible. Of course, there's the issue, which is a different issue to tackle, but about accessibility to computers, in the community, which isn't a library issue. It's something that we have to tackle on other levels. But I can tell you just personally, legislator Peter Criswell told me about Canopy, even though I'm a regular and avid user of my library. My daughter, her favorite thing to do in the world is to read, and she's missed the library. And I was completely blown away with my background in filmmaking with Canopy's offerings. I cannot believe it's free and available with just my library card. So, and the other thing I just want to acknowledge is of all the things that, you know, we fund, this is something that truly is available to each and every one of our constituents equally. It's not any community centric. If you have a library card and you can get it for free, even now in the COVID environment, you can get a library card. If you don't have one, you can access all of these things. So I think the main thing is about the outreach to let people know that all of these services exist and are available for free, because to our constituents. So I feel very strongly about supporting this, and I'm grateful for all that you do. I know that in most communities, the library is, you know, the center and the heart of the community. It's a place where people go to gather and to do more than just go and grab a book and leave. And I'm thrilled and proud and happy about my own library, but that's each and every community has that. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for the support. You know, and along the same lines about our streaming video, it seems like, you know, entertainment and perhaps something that is not integral to people's lives, but as Legislator Bartels was saying, the quality of this video is very high. There's a lot of excellent children's programming, there's documentaries, and, you know, I find myself one of the people who recently is a cord cutter. I canceled my cable subscription as a cost savings, and I did it you know, I'm one of the more fortunate ones. I was sort of reevaluating my budget and I said, oh, maybe I should do this. But some people have to do that. Some people are looking at their budgets and saying, we just don't have the extra however much a month to pay for this service. So, you know, as a way of sort of meeting that need, because we do, everyone does have a need for entertainment and edification and education. The libraries are providing this service and we can do it cost effectively in a way that individual families and individual libraries cannot.
Well, and now also even Spectrum offers a $10 monthly internet access. And really between that and the library card, you know, regardless, you know, if you're at that income level where affordability is an issue, there are options. So I think we need to figure out how to advance that. Legislator Bartels.
I just had another question just in looking at the list. I recall that the library used to, I'm going to say it wrong, but used to offer access to basically, it was like a family history, a lineage service. It was called
Ancestry.com and it's a genealogy research database. We will be providing that through August of next year. And we may find a way to provide that at least some of the libraries, but we had to sort of reevaluate the needs in the community and what we were going to be able to offer. So we made the tough decision that next August, we would not probably be renewing that service unless we find money for it elsewhere so that we could provide something like tutor.com that really meets an immediate and strong need.
Absolutely. How much was ancestry.com and are you able to monitor the usage of these different services? Do you get feedback from the organization?
We do. And I'm going to ask Kara to unmute and share here. Kara, can you give the dollar numbers for Ancestry?
Ancestry was a suite, so it included Ancestry, which was at the time we purchased only available within libraries. Then it was Fold 3, which was a military database available from home, and Heritage Quest, which is a slimmed down version of Ancestry, but that was available from home. One of the problems we've had, and it was a strong consideration when we decided to look at other products, is we haven't been able to get any good usage statistics out of the company. So we weren't able to prove to ourselves or to any funders how well that this was being used. Ancestry right now is being offered, they decided to open it up. So that is available from home at least until the end of the year. So if you want to use it, you know, if you have an itch, now's the time.
And how much was the suite?
It was $13,000 for the suite.
Okay. So it was an equal match between Ancestry and tutor.com.
Tutor.
Well, I also appreciate that you are making those evaluations and doing that work internally to look both at usage and needs.
Well, you know, as Kara said, we couldn't prove it to ourselves. And that's something that we in libraries do all the time. We look at what we're offering. We try to decide how it's being used. Are we still meeting the need in our community? Because, you know, we've been around as libraries for a long time and the needs have changed. And as you said, you know, we've become meeting spaces and program providers as well as books and videos and everything else. So we're constantly evaluating our services. And this was just one way to do that.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you so much. Appreciate all the information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Can we move on to the Sawkill Fire Company, David Hoffman? I believe, David, you're here to share your fire company's insights. Hello, David. David, we're not hearing you. So I see that the mute is off. Maybe it is your computer volume you might want to check.
David has expressed that he's had some computer issues tonight.
So do we want to reschedule David till next month?
We could move on to the next and see how it goes.
That David was the last one.
Oh, he's last?
No, he's still there. Legislator Bartels.
If he's on a phone, didn't someone yesterday at the session say you have to star six
to unmute?
And we might be able to hear him, something like that?
I don't think he's on a phone. But he said he got kicked out several times.
So his service may...
If he can hear us, can we give him the phone number and the meeting code to call in and just do it over the phone?
He has that. I was emailing him during the meeting. I'm going to message him. And David, if you can hear this, please message me back.
Hi, Chairman Archer. This is Brian. Just wanted to also... something that we run into work quite a bit are people accidentally turn their microphone off with their function keys on their laptops.
Right.
That's another possibility on my product. It's the F4 key, but it may be another one on a different product. I'm not sure.
Okay, why don't we, did you hear back from him? Okay, all right, why don't we try and schedule him for the next meeting, and hopefully between now and then he can get this sorted out, or at least even prepare to call in so he can walk through his proposal.
Sounds good.
I'm sorry, David, that we weren't able to meet with you tonight, but we'll have Natalie get back to you with information about our next meeting, and hopefully you can join us then. And we promise we won't make you wait the whole meeting to get you on. So I apologize. We had a long list today. Legislator Cahill, is that okay with you?
Yeah, I guess, Mr. Hoffman isn't communicating back, so I guess we really don't have much of a choice here, right?
Right. We'll make sure we try and help him prepare, so.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
I'll reach out to him, too, to see if we can, make sure we have a secondary backup for the next time in case.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Legislator Cahill.
Thank
okay.
You.
Anybody else have anything before we close the meeting? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for your time tonight, everybody. I appreciate it. Good night.
Night.